中一起来享受灵恩会的聚会。
For this entire day, we can gather here to enjoy this spiritual feast.
愿神能够祝福我们大家所付出的劳苦。
May the Lord bless each and every one of us. The labor that we.
我们要体验神的恩典的同在。
For us to experience God's abundance.
我们有一种生活不能少。
There's one thing we cannot lack in our life.
也就是要有祷告的生活。
That is, we need to live a life of prayer.
祷告的生活是跟神灵交逆香气的时候。
Prayer, it is a time for us to establish an intimate relationship with God.
我们自己都可以感受到主就在我们身边。
We can experience that God is right beside us.
甚至像使徒保罗说，主站在他旁边，加给力量，福音传明，脱离凶恶。
Just as Apostle Paul says that he experienced the God standing beside him, give him strength to deliver him from evil.
我们也希望有这样的一个信仰的人生。
We all aspire to have a life of faith.
所以我们自己要有一个跟神之间良好的祷告生活。
So we need to live a life of prayer.
我们的祷告要怎么样能够蒙主垂听呢？
How can our prayers reach God?
我们一起来看一段事迹。
Let's study from a passage.
请看这个撒母耳记上第一章。
Let's turn to First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第一章
First Samuel chapter 1
这里记载有位妇人叫哈拿
Here there was a woman named Hannah
在第九节说她来到示罗的圣殿然后在里头痛哭祷告神
In verse 9 it says that she came to the tabernacle of the Lord in Shiloh where she cried out to God
她先生有两个太太
Her husband had two wives
大的太太叫毗尼拿
The older wife named Benia
这个太太她有生孩子所以一直惹这个哈拿的生气
and Penina had children so she tried to agitate her because she was barren
在当时的社会里面不会生孩子是妇人的羞耻
in those days to be barren it is a shame
当然跟现代的社会你不生也没关系这个是不同的时代、啊、
it is a different time whether Whereas today, whether or not you have children or not, it does not matter.
所以妇人哈娜她非常的痛苦。
So Hannah, she was very painful.
她的先生对她不错。
Her husband treated her well.
每一次要分东西的时候，总是两份分给哈娜，要来安慰她。
She would receive double portion of everything that was given to her.
甚至她先生也会说一些安慰的话。
Her husband also tried to comfort her.
先生以利加拿说
The husband Elkanah said to her,
Hannah, 你为什么哭泣呢？不吃饭呢？
So Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat?
为什么心里愁闷呢？
And why is your heart grieved?
有我难道不比有十个儿子好吗？
Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
先生这样讲说起来对太太是一个很好的安慰的话。
These are very good words of comfort.
虽然暂时哈拿得到心里的慰藉
so even so, Hannah, she temporarily received some comfort.
不过这种有爱心的话始终都改变不了哈拿不能生育的事情、啊、
But yet these words cannot change the fact that she cannot bear a child.
后来她到示罗朝见神的时候在圣殿里面痛哭流涕来祷告神
So when she came to Shiloh, to the temple of God, to pray to God in tears.
后来神垂听她的祷告
God inclined his ear to a prayer.
让他生了一个这个以色列人宗教复兴的领导者撒母耳
Allowed to give birth to Samuel, who became the spiritual leader and restorer of the faith of the
people. 撒母耳身具三种身份
Samuel carried three different titles.
他是先知，也是祭司
He was a prophet. He was the priest.
也是士师
He was also a judge.
他许愿有孩子，就把这个孩子给主用。
So Hannah, she made a vow to offer him to God.
解决了她痛苦的事，羞耻的事。
And that allow her to be free from her burden.
她解决她的问题，也是来到神的面前祷告神。
And to resolve her problem, she came to God and pray.
她的祷告为什么蒙神垂听呢？
How is it that her prayer was listened to by God?
我们现在来看一下这个十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
哈拿在神的面前不住的祷告。
And it happened that she continued to pray before the Lord.
她有一个祷告的精神就是 有恒切的祷告。
Her spirit of prayer was to be perpetual in her prayer.
她的祷告是不间断的祷告。
Her prayer was continuing and never ceasing.
这种不住的祷告是恒切的祷告，也是一种用心的祷告。
This is a persistent prayer. This is a prayer that she devoted all her heart into.
你是不是用心祷告？神知道哎。
What if now you put your heart into the prayer?
有的人祷告传道来按手，他就用力，传道没有按手，他就开始在那边懒惰了睡觉。
Well, some people, when the pastor is laying hand, they pray hard, and when the pastor goes away, they start to decline.
那你这个祷告是什么样的态度啊？
What type of attitude do you have in
prayer? 你是在祷告神呢？
Are you praying?
We are praying to God. 神如果要垂听，有按手没有按手，神你会听啊。
Whether or not there is laying hand or not, God is still listening to our prayer.
有的人祷告快睡着了，当我们传到了按手，他又在那边很大动作上，头一直乱摇啊。
And some people when they pray to almost dozing off, but when the minister lay hand, they start to move.
有时候我们按手也不好按，到底是要继续按还是手就这样滑掉？
Sometimes they will even shake our hand off of their head.
可是我们恒切不住的祷告，那个精神一定要在。
But we must have the spirit of persistent prayer.
有少数人祷告就往厕所去了，这样不太好啊。
There's a small minority that during prayer time they go to the bathroom. That is not good.
你如果是真的很急去没关系，没有你跑到里面窝在里面了。
If it is urgent, you can go.
心态不好啊。
But if you go there just to hide from prayer, that is not good.
所以不住的祷告这个态度很重要啊。
So the spirit of persistent prayer is important.
第二个态度是什么呢？
What is the second attitude?
我们来看那个十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
哈娜回答说：“主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人呢。”
Hannah says, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit."
以利祭司看到哈娜的祷告，以为她喝醉酒啊。
Eli saw that she was drunk.
一个祭司，你属灵的事情分辨不了啊，这种祭司真的是。不是神的好工人啊。
When the priest cannot discern what is going on, he is not a very good worker.
这里记载妇人说：“我是心里愁苦的人，我清酒浓酒都没有喝。”哎。
And it says that I'm a man of sorrow. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicated drink.
清酒也就是讲量少嘛。
And to drink wine, that is something of a small amount.
哎，然后也指着那个酒精浓度少嘛。
And the wine is something of a low alcohol content.
那醉酒，这个浓酒是讲喝醉酒啊。
Intoxicating drink, that is heavy liquor.
所以清酒、浓酒，哈拿他都没有喝。
So she did not drink wine or heavy drinks.
表示她祷告是用清心来在神面前祷告。
It means that she poured out her spirit before God.
这种清心的祷告会得到两个好处。
And there are two benefits of this.
我们请看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke.
请看路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第一章我们来看这个十五节到十七节。
Chapter 1 verses 15 through 17.
神差使者对这个以利加拿这样说。扫加利亚这样说
Here the angel of the Lord said to Zechariah
他说你将来要得到一个孩子他要在主面前、啊、伟大
You will have a son, he will be great before the Lord
但酒浓酒都不得喝
Shall drink neither wine or strong drink
所以神要用的人、啊、清酒浓酒都不要喝
So a worker of God must not drink wine or strong drinks
你这个都不能节制请问你还能做什么
If we cannot control ourselves in these areas, what else can we do? 你为了贪
那个嘴巴的享受、肚子的舒服，你都随便吃，这样不行哎。
If we cannot have self-control over food, how can we control?
这里有两个好处哦。
So you talk about two benefits.
浓酒不得喝，有两个好处。
Yeah, two benefits of not drinking wine or strong drinks.
第一个在十五节。
First, in verse 15.
就会被圣灵充满。
Then he will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二个在十七节。
In verse 17.
具备有以利亚的心智。
He will have the power and spirit of Elijah.
你做圣工就有能力。
When we do the work of God, we'll have power.
无论讲道也好，做圣工也好，看到神的同在。
Whether giving sermon or doing God's work, we can see God's
presence. 但你从吃喝最简单的事情立志保守圣洁。
Daniel was determined to not defile himself with the king's food.
所以他成为灵性美好的人。
So he became someone of an excellent spirit.
他后来成为大蒙神眷爱的人。
He later became someone who was well pleasing to God.
我们都是用那个低标准来量自己的灵修灵性。
We often use low standards to measure our spirituality.
根据哥林多前书第六章第九节第四节那里记载。
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 6, verses 9 and 10.
醉酒的人就不得进神的国。
Those who are drunk cannot enter
the kingdom of God. 所以很多人都停在这个比较消极的这个程度。
So people, we remain in this low level.
只要喝酒不醉就可以了。
We can drink as long as we're not drunk, that is okay.
但是在路加福音第一章这里讲啊。
But in Luke chapter 1 here says,
你淡酒浓酒不沾啊，你就被圣灵充满了。
If we do not touch wine or strong drink, we'll be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们很多圣工人员他真的滴酒不沾。
Many of our holy workers, they abstain from alcohol.
所以他对属灵的敏感度，对做圣工的热忱一直都在。
So they have high level of spiritual sensitivity and fervency.
你为什么不找那个高标准来提醒自己呢？
We need to aspire to this higher standard.
那你跟那个世界的人一样，一直在低标准，那个是很危险的事情。
Otherwise, we are no different than the ordinary people who aspire to these low standards.
妇人哈娜强调清酒浓酒不沾的时候。
So when Hannah was reminded that the child would not
touch
the drink.
其实就是强调她是用清心来到神面前祷告神。
This means that she come to the Lord with a clear heart.
保罗在劝勉提摩太这个年轻传道人说，你要同那清心的人一起祷告。
Paul encouraged the young worker Timothy to pray with those who are pure in spirit.
你才能够追求属灵的各种美德。
So that they can attain the spiritual virtues.
所以同清心的人祷告，这个对我们个人灵性的成长是帮助很大。
If it is greatly beneficial, if we can pray with those who are pure in spirit.
不要用世界的物质的东西来迷惑自己啊。
We should not use the material things to fill.
所以清心的祷告，这是第二点，哈娜被神垂听的这个条件之一啊。
So the second reason why God listened to her prayer was because she prayed with a pure heart.
我们再来看撒母耳记上第一章的十五节最后一句话。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15, the last part.
这里说哈娜在神面前倾心吐意的祷告。
Here Hannah, she poured out her soul before the Lord.
她把她所有的心思意念都摊开在神的面前向主祷告。
She poured out all her heart and soul before God during the prayer.
其实我们在神面前也应该要这样。
So this is the way that we should pray.
那是你的一种纯心用心。
This shows our sincerity. This shows our heart before God.
你就算不坦白祷告，神也知道。
Even if you do not pray with a sincere heart,
你在隐藏什么事，神也知道。
Whatever we are that we're trying to hide,
你在做什么事，神也知道。
God knows what we're doing.
人在神的面前是逃脱不了、躲避不了他的面、他的灵的。
Before God, we cannot hide anything.
倾心吐意的祷告是神会垂听的一个条件之一啊。
So to pour our soul in a prayer, this is one reason why God will listen to our prayer.
我们看一下诗篇六十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇。
Psalm 62.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，你们众民当时时依靠神，在神面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
This is to pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us.
神是我们的避难所。
God is a refuge for us.
这里啊，要我们在他面前倾心吐意的祷告。
Here, the Bible tells us to pour out our heart before Him.
你可以把所有的事情认真的告诉我们天上的父。
We can tell everything to our Heavenly Father.
你告诉他，他绝对不会出卖我们的。
He will not betray us.
你告诉别人啊，第二天教会都知道了。
If you tell someone, then everybody will know our secrets.
因为你告诉的那个人呢、啊，他是记者型的，大喇叭型的。
Because the person you tell, perhaps he will tell everybody.
有时候弟兄姐妹朋友还会出卖你。
Sometimes our brothers and sisters may betray us.
但是你告诉耶稣基督，他不会出卖你。
But if we tell the Lord Jesus, he will not betray us.
你要把他当作最知心的朋友。
He shall be our best friend.
在他的面前倾心吐意祷告。
If we pour out our heart before him.
妇人玛利这个哈拿。具备有这个三个祷告的这个条件。
So Hannah fulfilled these three requirements in her prayer.
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
清心的祷告。
Pray with a pure heart.
在神面前 倾心吐意的祷告。
And to pour out her soul before God.
神垂听了她的祷告。
And God listened to her prayer.
赐给她一个孩子。
Gave her a son.
解除了她的羞耻。
Resolve her sorrow and shame.
并且这个孩子还成为以色列这个国家宗教恢复宗教信仰的领导者。
The son became a restorer of the faith of the Israelites.
很认真的专心的执行神所面临的事情。
To faithfully carry out the commandments of God.
去年有一个老弟兄他一直祷告没得到圣灵。
Last year there was an elderly brother who prayed for a long time, did not receive Holy Spirit.
他跑来问了传道，我为什么没有得到圣灵？
He came to me and asked, why is it that I have not received Holy Spirit?
我跟他回话说，我说你没有得到圣灵，你不是问我，你要问你自己。
And so I said to him that you should not ask me, you should ask yourself.
你自己没有得圣灵，你难道不知道吗？
How is it that you do not know why you have not received Holy Spirit?
他跟我回答说，传道，我现在70岁了，我40岁信主。我就是没有得到圣灵，我不知道嘞。
He said to me that I believe in the Lord at 40, now I'm 70. I do not know why I don't have the Holy Spirit.
所以我就告诉他。
So I said to him.
你要思想自己，反省自己。
You must reflect upon yourselves.
你的个性要检讨。
Character.
你的心思意念要检讨。
Your thoughts.
你的行为要检讨。
And your conduct.
你从这几个方向下去祷告看看。
You pray to God in these ways.
结果隔天参加这个早祷会。
Next morning, during the morning prayer,
突然听到后面有一个人哭得很难听啊。
I heard someone crying very bitterly.
我转过去看到，哎，就是那个老弟兄。
And it was that elderly brother.
所以站起来就是奉耶稣的名按手祷告。
So I lay hands upon him in the name of Jesus.
很难听的声音后来变得很好听。
That very sorrowful sound became a very wonderful sound.
因为他得到了宝贵的圣灵。
Because he received the Holy
Spirit. 他哭得很惨。
He cried very bitterly.
原来这个四十岁信主。整个一生的信仰，他都没有检讨过自己。
Because he has never reflected upon his past faith in the last.
他认为他比较好。
He thought that he was good.
没有为自己的信仰得救的问题来祷告。
He never prayed for his own faith, his salvation.
所以很少祷告。
So he rarely.
更没有用清心来祷告。
He did not pray with a pure heart.
一直忙这世界的工作。
Or he was dedicated upon his.
更没有在神面前倾心吐意的诚实的祷告。
He did not pour out his spirit before God.
他觉得他很假。
He thought that he was very superficial.
结果他在祷告，一再的深深的反省自己。
So during the prayer, he continued to reflect upon his.
就在那一天早上早祷会，得到了宝贵的圣灵。
And it was during that morning prayer that he received the Holy
Spirit. 他一得到圣灵啊，马上传开。
So the news spread fast.
全台湾他的朋友都打电话恭喜他。
All his friends in Taiwan called.
啊，恭喜你得到圣灵了。
That he received the Holy Spirit.
因为大家都认为他要得到圣灵很困难。
But everyone realized that it was hard for him to receive Holy Spirit.
所以有时候祷告，我们要往自己内心世界来看一看。
So sometimes we need to look into our inner heart.
你在神面前是真的实在的神的儿女吗？
Are we truly a genuine children of God?
你自己要做反省。
We need to self-examine.
你反省之后再来归向神。
When we examine ourselves and we turn
to God, God
will listen to our prayer. We are not examining what God is
doing.
Or examining other people. So if we can do
so,
if we only examine and look into our own heart, if we are willing to pray this
way,
our prayer will reach God.
We will
now begin our prayer.
也可以到前面接受按手祷告。
You're welcome to come forward, to receive laying of hands.
好，我们现在开始动作。